Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Lou T. Rock, chairman of Interwoven Expressions. And Interwoven Expressions is its own nonprofit organization.
No, we are a for-profit organization.
Oh, sexy. Are you? But you have often, I just think of everything as being nonprofit because that's my experience in life.
We started as a function of the Doonlin Weavers Guild.
That's why I was thinking.
And
that.
The reason that Interwoven separated from the Doonlin Weavers Guild is because the Guild is not for profit, and Interwoven is for profit, and we didn't want to jeopardize the not for profit status of the Weavers Guild.
Well, that was courteous of you.
And, well,
but you know, a lot of times arts organizations are started by artists, visual arts organizations, mm-hmm. who want to exhibit together and so forth. But really, those artists are actually business people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
Right.
There's
right.
nothing wrong with it.
Every one of these artists is a business person.
And how many business people are engaged in Interwoven Expressions?
This year we have 25 artists. In years past, there's been a few more than that. But we are restricted by the size of our venue, mm-hmm. Sand Creek Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only get so much into the one room. So it's 25 artists this year.
And is this Interwoven Expressions is an event?
Yes.
That it's a sale,
yes.
An exhibit and sale, and it comes up on, tell us the date.
It's on November 10th.
Okay. And is that the sole activity?
Yes.
For the year?
Yes, that is the entire activity. This event is pulling in artists from any state that borders Lake Michigan.
Oh, right.
You have to be a resident. So it's Michigan, Illinois, Indiana.
Wisconsin.
Yes, we don't have any artists from Wisconsin yet.
Well, that's terrible, Wisconsin. They need to get on the bandwagon.
I'm trying. So.
And that's is that the sole qualification for the artists who can apply?
No. They have to work with fiber. Well, if you...
That's the big one.
That's the big one. If you knit with wire, that doesn't qualify. It has to be done with fiber. It can be woven, knitted, crocheted, felted, handmade paper because paper is fiber. It mm-hmm. can be basketry because reed is fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the basic qualification. It has to be fiber.
Hmm. But not wire.
But not wire.
The
no.
poor wire community is not. Just, they've got to start their own club.
Right. If you crochet with wire, you cannot present that at Interwoven.
So how many artists will be showing again?
25.
25. So that is an exclusive bunch.
Right.
And who picks?
Oh, it's a juried show.
Right.
So you have to submit samples of your work, either photographs, digital images, mm-hmm. or the actual work.
Uh-huh.
And then the committee chooses based upon the quality of the work. We have artists that are coming from Grand Rapids, Michigan, from Kalamazoo, Chicago, Indianapolis, Lafayette, South Bend, Plymouth, Indiana.
And what kind of items are they showing?
This can be, there is clothing, there is household wares, there is Christmas gifts, there's little tchotchkes, there's little felted items. So it's everything from really nice clothing, but everything is handmade. Everything is one of a kind. These are not kits. These are not cookie cutter items. Mm-hmm. These are original works. Our artists are incredible. Some of them have taught. Some of them have been published. We have one woman who has her own pattern line on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We have two artists who have had their own PBS programs,
wow.
one in the Indianapolis area and uh-huh. the other one in the Fort Wayne area.
That's amazing.
They are, some of them have taught at Convergence, and Convergence is the Weavers' absolute ultimate mm-hmm. conference to go to, and it only happens once every 2 years. Wow. And one of our artists has taught there a couple of times.
Well, Lou, you are to be commended for bringing all of these people together. I'm sure you have a core of people who help you.
Oh, yes, I have a wonderful team.
Yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations. This is your, how many years have
this
you been doing?
This is our 34th year.
I thought I saw that, and that's fantastic. So people should go.
Oh, sure, sure. It's at Sand Creek Country Club. It's November 10th from 9 to 5. Parking is free. Admission is free. And there's a wonderful grill that's members only at Sand Creek Country Club. And they open that the day of the sale to anyone who attends the sale.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes.
That does sound nice. Oh,
so
yeah.
You can have a glass of wine
for
lunch.
That always helps with shopping, too.
Oh, yes. And then go back and shop for the things that you forgot.
Okay, Lou, thank you. You're a good saleswoman. Thanks for being here to tell us about Interwoven Expressions 2018, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.